Oh, Big Show and Mayweather.
I'm going to buy WrestleMania, but I'm not buying it for that match. But, I don't know, I'm not too big on boxing, so I'm not too big on, like, the whole crossover thing. Like, I wasn't too big when they brought in Akebono. So, yeah, I guess sell. Because I'm not buying it. So.
All right, so yeah. You're selling it. Okay.
Is that a good answer?
Yeah, that's a fine answer, and plus we're actually on live now. Go, Tyler.
Okay. The Big Show Mayweather match brings back bad memories of WrestleMania 21 of the Akebono Big Show match. Again, gimmick match. You know what? Put Big Show in an actual wrestling match. You know what? Scratch that. You know what? Mayweather. I remember what TNA did with their stuff, and I don't see Mayweather as being that great of a wrestler either. So personally, if it were me, I'd scrap it and give Big Show a real opponent.
Well, if you've seen the work shoe from the No Way Out pay-per-view, that was real punches they threw, so this one has some real heat. And plus,
point of order,
if you take a look at the people that TNA brought in, they brought in Brian Urlacher, who handled himself quite well. And plus, all the celebrity stuff was done in the way when they started to come up, so in all honestly, TNA hasn't done something like that in a while, so oh wait, I forgot, Pac-Man, but anyways, Tyler. Next topic. It's that time of the year again for WrestleMania. We have the Money in the Bank ladder match. As we already know, Jeff Hardy and Mr. Kennedy are fully in the running. So buy or sell this, with those two in so far right now, as this actually being one of the best Money in the Bank ladder matches or one of the best ladder matches ever. Nikki?
Are you talking about this year's or are you just talking about the series?
This year's Money in the Bank, will it meet slash exceed expectations, or will it be a downfall? First of all, that it's going to meet or exceed expectations.
I think it's, let's see, so this is still buy or sell, right?
Yeah, buy or sell.
This is an absolute buy. The fact that we still have the potential for Chris Jericho to get involved, CM Punk may end up back in it as well. Shelton Benjamin qualified tonight on SmackDown, and you know when Shelton Benjamin's involved in a Money in the Bank match, it's gangbusters. Or just
I remember that one from WrestleMania 21. Trista?
Absolutely buying. I loved the ladder matches. They're one of my favorite gimmick matches, but absolutely buy Jeff Hardy. You know, we've all seen him in ladder matches. Kennedy did all right in his ladder match last year. Shelton Benjamin always steals the show. They got, like, what, 5 more guys to pick for the match? So throw in 5 more guys that need something to help them with whatever they're doing now. Like, CM Punk should definitely be in it. He should definitely move out of ECW, so put him in the match, make him win it.
Tyler?
Absolute buy.
All right. Buying. Two words, Ken Kennedy. I'm going to say this is where he gets his revenge from losing it to Edge and all that fiasco. I say it's going to be great simply because of Ken Kennedy, and I even want to go so far as to say Ken Kennedy's going to take it.
Lucas?
Definite buy. Last year, I thought this was the best match of the night, along with possibly the Batista Undertaker match as well. And there's no reason to bet against it again this year. The only interesting thing, obviously, is going to be where exactly are they going to hang the briefcase from? I just hope from a helicopter hanging above the Citrus Bowl.
A helicopter from the Citrus Bowl. That's pretty inventive, Lucas. Here, have a couple points.
Woohoo!
As we see, it's close between Tyler, Nikki, and Trista. Gotta hurry up, Tyler. Next up, Holy Matrimony. Holy Matrimony, Batman. Karen Angle and AJ Styles just got married. Woohoo! As we've seen by the honeymoon let on yesterday's TNA program, they went to Gator World. Karen Angle really seemed to dig it. Why is this angle going anywhere, Nikki? I mean, Trista.
Oh, okay.
I don't watch Impact that much, so I hear AJ Styles, and I can't stand how he's being fucked right now because I love him. But I don't like how they're treating him. I don't like this whole angle of him being married. But hey, I heard Gator World's like one of the most romantic places in the world. So, way to go, guys. Nice.
Who would have thought gators would have looked attractive?
That's my answer. I'm done.
Yes, but the category is called buy or sell. You have to buy or sell it.
Oh, I'm selling it. Screw this angle. I hate it. Getting it the fuck out of here. Gone.
Okay. Tyler.
All I gotta say is sell this angle sucks.
That's all you're gonna say?
Well, not only that, but it's just involving married couples and storylines. Yikes, that's where you're treading on thin waters. Never been a big fan of those anyways, so ugh, puts a sour taste in my stomach.
Okay, Lucas?
Definite sell for me. I'm not digging it at all. We're seeing it. It's like a typical swerve kind of angle where I think it's going to end up at Destination X. There's going to be another swerve at the end where Kurt and Karen will walk off into the sunset and AJ will wear a St. Patrick's Day suit the next week in Impact.
So you predict the face turn?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nikki?
I so want to buy this angle because this is the first marriage angle that I've really, really been entertained. It's Peter Land, by the way. What AJ's doing with it has been a lot of fun, but I am going to have to sell it because, A, it's a marriage angle, and, B, it's going to end up in a Karen angle on a pole match.
And knowing Vince Russo, that's actually what's going to happen, probably.
I blame him.
That's going to main event Destination X.
Too bad Elevation X is already taken.
Yeah, sorry about that. Next, Holy Dating Batman. Sorry, I had to do that. From last night's Impact, we saw that Jay Lethal finally proposed to go on a date with SoCal Val. SoCal immediately went with, "Ooh, yeah." Buyer saw this actually leading up to Jay Lethal Sanjay Dutt feud over SoCal Val. Tyler?
So I'm not really digging the angle. The whole Jay Lethal, the lack of creativity on TNA's part, not really digging it. And so,
creativity?
Because it's an old WWE angle. I mean, you know, you're just adding a few TNA characters to an old WWE angle. I'm not really digging it.
Well, this marriage thing, and this whole actual engagement courting thing hasn't been done for like 20 years, ever since the actual Macho Man Randy Savage down with Elizabeth. Lucas?
I'm actually going to say bye on this one because I think it could work because they've teased the, since about May of last year, the whole Sanjay and Lethal at odds of each other. And they're actually bringing that back up in the feud, which is good. And also I'm hoping that we'll also see Sanjay then go and tell Lethal that SoCal was mine before she was yours. Followed by SoCal Val channeling the spirit of Brad Braxton going, "You're hurting me, Randy."
Way to quote Russell Crap Radio. Go, Tris. Go, Nikki.
This one, I'm gonna sell for now because since I did not see the original Macho Man Elizabeth moment, I'm glad that they were able to recreate the moment. I'd actually like to see the original video just to see if they even staged it the exact same way. It could turn into another love rhombus, any love triangle kind of thing. If it ends up with SoCal Val in a beautiful dress marrying Jay Lethal somewhere down the line, come on, guys. We've already talked about marriage angles.
Krista?
I'm buying this. I think it's great. You know, like, the whole... I think it's going to be, like, the new generation Macho Liz thing. I'm way too young to remember when it first happened. So to, like, kind of see it, like, I've seen clips of it, and then to see it redone, I actually think this is something TNA is doing properly and doing correctly at the same time, too. And to have SoCal Val finally do something instead of blow kisses to the camera and use her legs as an entrance, like, good for her.
It's about damn time they actually started to do that one. Way to go, TNA, for making her less useless. And that pretty much ends around looking at the scores. We have Trista in the lead with 31.
Woo-hoo!
Lucas at 30, Nikki at 28. Tyler, you only have 15. What? You have 16. What happened today?
I don't know. I guess I don't know, maybe I didn't make the right points that struck a chord with you, or I didn't suck up enough, who knows.
I don't accept suck-ups. That means you're gone. And bye-bye, you're muted for the rest of this game. Out of bounds is next. And welcome back to Round Lauren. After two rounds, here's how they stand. Tristan and Lee with 31. Lucas in second place with 30. Nikki not far behind with 28. And Tyler Brown is quietly contemplating the murder of Vince Russo.
I'll give him some ideas later.
It's out of bounds. It's out of bounds where it's all inbounds. First topic. Good to tell him that, gentlemen.
Eric, can you explain how this game works?
Yeah, I
oh,
just want to.
It's just like the first round.
Okay. So we get points?
Yeah.
Cool.
First up, WWE Films. Well, the researchers came in, and it turns out that they actually made money off the project. However, it's only $300,000. John Cena's 12 Rounds will be the final release film that they'll do for theaters, and the rest will probably just go straight to DVD, or that's how the reports say. To blame for this big downfall would be The Condemned, which lost $17 million. What do you guys think of WWE Films, Lucas?
WWE Films, I think, would have done much better if it had been done during the whole Attitude Era from around 98 to 2001, maybe 2002, because it would have made more money in that regard than they would have when they came out around 06, 07, because, like you said, The Condemned lost money, and let's face it, WWE wasn't really in the mainstream as much as it was in the late 90s, early 2000s. But I think the DVD stuff will probably do better because in many of the stores that I've been to Condemn, the Marine and Teen Evil have actually done much better in DVD sales.
Yes, from what I heard, the Marine was a big seller. Nikki?
I'm going to have to agree with Lucas on that one. Where the money is in movie in any kind of movie production nowadays is the DVD sales. And that's where WWE Films was making their money. If you go into a Best Buy right now and you find See No Evil or The Marine or Condemned, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to be marked down from their original price because they can't keep them in the stores.
Right. Well, The Marine was the, as you dubbed it before, the last episode of the A-Team. Go, Trista.
Yeah, like, they should have done this way earlier when they still had, like, The Rock and Stone Cold and people, like, everyone knew who they were. Because I kind of feel bad when someone goes into, like, a video store now and they see The Condemned and they're like, oh, so that's what Austin's doing now, you know? And, like, knowing how bad it did and how bad, like, the small profit WWE made, like, $300,000, that's a diva search, girl, you know? Like, that's where it's going towards. So, yeah, I'm not too fond of WWE Films. So I did see The Marine opening night. It was like me and 9 other people in the theater. Yeah. So, there you go. Yeah, that's everything.
9 other people. Wow, that's pretty interesting. Only 10 people in that theater just to see. But that was in Canada, though.
It was also a 9:30 show, though, so there might have been, like, little kids earlier, because my friend and I caught the late show. But, yeah, there was, like, 9 of us. So.
Good point. Good point there. Yeah. Next topic. And we mourn the death of another tag team in TNA. But thankfully, it's the Voodoo Kin Mafia. Kip James broke up with BG. Hooray! Now, here's the question that I pose to all of you. Do you even care, Trista?
No. Not at all. Could care less.
I thought not.
Couldn't care less. I'm done with VKM.
Any more insight?
Nope.
Okay. Nikki?
They really haven't given us a reason to care. I mean, the whole thing with the Feast or Famine briefcase has been hopelessly bungled, and the fact that we're supposed to be inspired by a 60-year-old man standing next to BG instead of some gay guy who keeps stealing out of Tori Wilson's closet? No, I can think of better things to do. Awesome Kong should have been on last night.
Maybe she wasn't booked, or she had other engagements.
Possible.
Or maybe she worked TNA Explosion.
Look it up on the spoilers.
Next one, Lucas.
I stopped caring about VKM about the time I realized that, hey, look, LAX is a much more talented tag team. Woohoo! But, no, why would I care about a team that really nobody really cares about breaking up? If it does lead, though, to Roxy Laveau turning to Nikki Rocks and getting a good push in the Knockouts division, I'd be quite pleased. And also, if they could let the Machine Guns beat them in 90 seconds on the next Impact, that'd be great.
I like how this guy thinks. Must be like Canadian wavelength we have.
Well, that's not going to happen because they have officially broken up, Lucas.
However, they can reunite one night only. Give me the book.
Nice one.
Hit the head, maybe.
Congratulations, Lucas. That result got you 40 points. You're in the lead. Tristan, 38. Nikki, you only have 37. That means we got to let you go. Any last words?
I thought I was formal protest now. I was worried about that, guys.
I love you, Nikki.
It's two Canadians here in the showdown with Lucas Pancari and Trista Timpson. Two will enter. And
where
one.
Where are you?
I'm in Sault Ste. Marie / North Bay.
Oh, okay. I know where that is. Right on.
Maybe you two can meet up together. Two rest scrappers going.
They can go meeting
each other up in the Great White North. Woohoo! Showdown time between Lucas Pancari and Trista Timpson. All the scores have been erased. This is for the marbles. Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Sure.
First topic. So we haven't talked about the SmackDown WrestleMania yet, and as so far it's turned out to be Edge versus Undertaker. Now, not only is this for the title, it's for each other's respective win streak. Edge has won 6 out of WrestleMania, and Undertaker, as we know, is 15-0. Whose streak do you think will remain intact? And I'll let you guys know, you are being timed for this. You're going to hear a small sound when it's time for the other person to talk, and here's what it is. Ready? Should be like a whistle or something on here.
I hear nothing.
Actually, hold on.
Or you can just tell us to shut up, next person.
No, I got it.
Moving along, eh? Doorbell.
Actually, that would be the sound.
Oh, okay.
And you get 20 seconds each, and Lucas, are you ready?
Yep.
We start with you now.
Okay, I think it's going to be Taker's streak will stay intact because as much as I love Edge, I don't think they're going to have him run with the ball of the undefeated streak. Plus, I think they can still be milking up until somebody big comes along and then maybe even a Cena-Undertaker match at Mania next year for 25, which would get a really good buy rate in my opinion.
I think, I think Undertaker's going to keep his streak as well, as much as I adore Edge. But I think this is a great step for SmackDown, definitely, and if anything should be manning WrestleMania, it should definitely be this, because it's two streaks against each other, and it's going to be a great match. So this needs to be the main event. Raw can be mid-card, and SmackDown can have their chance to shine for once.
So you agree? I kind of preferred it when Lucas said it first, so he gets the point.
But I called that the Undertaker was going to win at No Way Out on Sunday. I said that.
Self-promotion's the main call of the mute.
I think this is happening because I'm a girl.
No.
I think it is.
That's always the rule around the horn. If you self-promote, you get muted. Next up, Michaels versus Flair at WrestleMania. Flair just got inducted to the Hall, is just been nominated for the Hall of Fame this year. And the rumors are speculating that it will be Shawn Michaels taking on Ric Flair in Ric Flair's last match. As expected, Ric Flair will probably go down at WrestleMania this year. Do you think this will actually happen, Trista?
Start
now.
I'm not too fond of Shawn Michaels, so this match doesn't really appeal to me. I don't think Flair should be retired through a storyline. It should be on his own terms, and how he feels like he should be gone. And for Shawn Michaels to retire him, I think, is a bad idea.
I think it'll end up being the Michaels and Flair match, but I would much rather be a younger guy like CM Punk, even though Punk will probably be in the Money in the Bank match. But I think Punk would get a much better rub than Michaels would, because Michaels is already well-known, and Punk, on the other hand, isn't.
To be honest with you, Lucas, I prefer Trista's answer, mainly because that it shouldn't be a storyline. It should be on his own terms, but who knows, it might be on his own terms. And we'll give a point for Nikki. I mean, point for Trista, and as I see, it's 1-0. So we'll make this for 2 points and the game. In a sad moment for Ring of Honor fans everywhere, they didn't do their job and they didn't buy the pay-per-views. Only 16 buys in Canada, and only about 40 buys altogether for Dish pay-per-view for Ring of Honor. On the most recent undeniable pay-per-view, sad to say. With this the end of Ring of Honor pay-per-views, do you actually see them actually getting some more exposure, like with the network? Actually, where does Ring of Honor go from here, Lucas?
To be honest with you, I'm not really sure. I think they go back to what they're doing before the pay-per-views and building them up in a non-mainstream fashion, building up with stuff outside the media realm of the pay-per-view, because I think it would help push it more in that regard. But I was proud to say I was one of the 16 people who bought shows.
Trista?
I wasn't one of the 16 that bought the shows, but I think Ring of Honor should just continue to do what they're doing now without the pay-per-views. They should maybe tour more. I know they have like their own area on the East Coast with like New York and Boston. I think Chicago is East Coast. I'm not too sure of my American geography, but they should do that. They should definitely tour America more so they can get the word out there, and then maybe then people will buy more pay-per-views.
Next, which seems like to be the right idea, Trista, they need to expand more. The furthest west that they've reached for is Las Vegas. However, they booked that one poorly because it was at a venue where they only allowed 21 and up because they did at a casino. Trista, I'm sorry for meaning earlier, but you get 2 points anyway for the better answers, and guess what? You win the game!
I won? Oh my god, that's so exciting. Yay!
And you get 30 seconds to talk about whatever you want to. This is your time, and they start now.
This is such a bad idea, because I'm just going to talk about, I don't know, I love Edge and Tyler Black. They seem to be my two favorite wrestlers right now. I heard an interview with Tyler Black recently, and he's such a down-to-earth guy. He definitely has big things coming up for him. I love Age of the Fall. He's in UWA recently, and from the sounds of it, Age of the Fall is coming to UWA, which is good news for us. And, yeah, the Edge at WrestleMania. I think this is a good thing. As long as he doesn't get injured then, because he usually gets injured around WrestleMania time, which kind of scares me. But I think he'll be okay.
Thank you, Trista. As we all know, everybody, Trista loves Tyler Black. That's going to do it for us, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to resume to our regular show now. We'll see you next time around the horn. That fun?
Please tell me you did a paper toss at the end.
I did a paper toss that landed on the camera / trash can.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, that was messed up.
What was messed up?
No. Well, first of all, you're goofy mute at the beginning of the show. No. This was fun. This was definitely fun. We should do this periodically.
Yes, we will do this periodically once we become live more often. And it doesn't mess up on us.
Nothing that a good swift kick or a chair can't fix.
Indeed.
But this one with a computer, it's kind of difficult. Anyway, I want to share something with all of you. My wrestler will have a new theme song. And it's taken from one of the coolest TV movie things of all time. Listen to the theme song, okay? Ready?
Go. Been
alive for 0.5 centuries. I am immortal.
I got the Highlander theme song.
Ha ha.
That's awesome.
Is that the Highlander without Edge?
No, they used that theme for all of the Highlander movies.
Oh.
So don't worry, Highlander Endgame still had the Princes of the Universe theme.
That's good.
I just love that theme song.
I've got my hands on some of the some obscure Highlander music. They did a song for, I think, the first Highlander movie called Hammer to Fall. This was also by Queen.
Queen put out some really awesome music, but you know what I'm thinking right now?
What's that?
Let's get to some actual wrestling news. But
shut the front door.
That sounds like, please report to the top of the stairs. Caller?
Yes, caller.
You're on the air.
Oh, that's super. You know, I'd like to just say that as one of your 14 loyal listeners, that an around the horn thing does sound really good. Quite enjoyable.
Thank you.
I must say.
And who would this be?
Made everything listenable.
Who did? What's your name, sir?
This is the incomparable, the undeniable, the immaculate, the unprecedented, unholy soldier himself, D2.
AD.
What's up, kiddo?
How's it going?
And I just want to let you guys in on this. I was going to have something very fun and special planned for you guys a couple weeks ago with that weird robot thing, but work got in the way.
That's okay.
Well, it was you!
Yes, it was me. It was me. I had an Age of the Fall / Chris Jericho hybrid moment in my head and thought it was a good idea for like 20 minutes. Which, on paper, it was a good idea. But then in actuality, it came out quite Shockmaster-ish, which I really should have taken off the robot part of it and just added the deep voice.
It worked well on Chris, but how about on Kansas?
What was that?
Mean your voice by Ole Anderson, too?
Wah, wah, wah.
Hold on. I got to pull this up from the latest Wrestle Crap Radio. I want to get this sound effect. I'll play it for you later.
Oh, no, I know what's coming.
I haven't heard this yet, unfortunately. I'm scared now.
This happened during I'll pause it for right now and have to go through. However, I want to talk about the Heyman hustle.
Please, let's talk about Uncle Paul.
Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Once I get Nicky Hammond started on Uncle Paul.
What about just the fact that he's finally come out of seclusion? The fact that I got them connected with Rob Van Dam and that we may see them together on either RVD TV or the Heyman Hustle in the future?
I was excited to see that Jesse the Body made a cameo at the end of the latest Heyman Hustle.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
I'm disappointed in myself for not seeing any of this yet.
It's up on YouTube. Just search Heyman Hustle and it's there.
There's probably like 17 different versions, same episode up already of it, though.
Who is this? What do you mean? Yeah, maybe you can spin the fact troll around and take us back in time to August.
I thought that he was going to, like, PayPal me some money.
Yep.
But no, he just sent me a...
Hold on, here's the sound. Here's the sound. Ready?
Ready. I'm ready.
Bring it.
Nothing like combining Ric Flair and The Price is Right.
Not quite as good as the Crispin Glover or JR impression, but it's close.
That's
it's
right.
The words epic fail as that plays.
I want to get that sound effect and put it on this show.
I think it's like a Ric Flair loose. Somebody has it, their sig on the board. The Ric Flair loses on The Price is Right link on Your Demand Now dog site. It's great.
I want to get that sound effect. If anybody who is on the WrestleCraft forums that listen to that show, send me that sound effect. I will gladly give you credit.
And a cup of coffee.
I am on it now.
Quick, get some coffee.
Wait, I work at a gas station. I've got all the coffee I need.
And it's free.
Yes.
Not for me. I have to. When I worked at the show, I had to pay for stuff. The thing that I got for free was water.
What kind of communist are running that show?
That's the perks of having a third shift job with nobody else there.
So Lucas, you work at like a speedway or a racetrack, so you can get the Shockwave coffee.
Yep, Speedway.
Yes, Shockwave coffee, all yours, man.
God, it's amazing.
Wonderful stuff that they have there. Anyways, the Heyman Hustle, pretty much it's Paul Heyman hustling his way to get into some big event. That's what I got from the first show. However, I pretty much imagine there'll be more wacky adventures down the line.
Yay.
And one of them, and this one was the Survivor Party. Actually, as a matter of fact, I'm going to let dear old Uncle Paul explain the first episode. And here he is. If it will load.
In just 1 hour, this group is going to go with me onto the streets of New York City. And we're going to tape the first episode of the Heyman Hustle. And we have something planned that we've been looking forward to this entire time. Heading into the launch, we decided we're going to go to the private party thrown by the cast members of the hit television show Survivor.
Yay.
Over 100 press credentials have been issued for this party. And about 15 minutes ago, we got a phone call from the network telling us all press credentials suspended. No media allowed. We're debuting and we have nothing to shoot! There's only one thing left to do.
You know what the theme song should have been?
Do the Hustle?
Yeah.
No.
Do the Hustle.
That would have been too obvious.
I would have taken something from Ocean's 11, personally.
There we go.
That's a good one.
We're gonna have the Rat Pack sing the theme?
You know, personally, I just listen to him yell gore over and over again. That'd be good enough for me.
But no, honest to God, true story. I had sent the links for Heyman's original interview and for the commercial to Heyman Hustle to Rob Van Dam via robvandam.com on MySpace, and said, "Hey, look, see what your old boss is up to." And I got a message a little bit later saying, we're going to try to hook up for one of the other shows. Sweet.
So, Rob Van Dam on Heyman Hustle or Paul Heyman on RVD TV?
I believe the answer was Paul Heyman on RVD TV.
I was going to say, I don't think we can air that on live network television. What, RVD and Paul Heyman hustling downtown? Insert pot joke here.
Ooh.
Too soon?
Not really, because that little bust was a couple of years ago. With Cameo by Sabu. Too late.
Oh. No, it just wasn't loud enough.
We should have. You should get like the NHL 94 Sega MIDI sound effect of a boot that goes, ooh.
No, this one's better. This one's from the Jerry Springer Show.
Ah, there we go.
I was watching that the other day. I have no idea why. I just threw it
out. Jerry! Jerry! Jerry!
I prefer Steve Wilkos myself.
Steve Wilkos, do you think, like, I was watching it once and, like, some woman was, like, poisoning her daughter or whatever, and I think the whole point of this show is just so Steve can get mad and, like, tell people to man up, and then, like, that's it.
Steve Wilkos for his new Briscoe brother. Book it, Gabe.
Wilkos for his giant Briscoe brother that never got in.
Oh, by the way, Steve Wilkos. Wilkos actually wrestled in an independent in Cincinnati, Cleveland.
How long ago was this?
Around 2005, 2006. This was up at WrestleCraft.com's Weird World of Wrestling.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, what's going on over there, Trista?
I have nothing going on. I just burped, and I've been coughing. That's about it.
That's
hot. What's happening. I knew you'd like it.
Oh, God, I love it.
Sicko.
And damn proud of it.
I'm going to sit over here and mind my own business.
Well, maybe we should talk about more stuff since we only got about 2 minutes left in the show anyway.
Less than 2 minutes left in the show.
Let's talk about the best news I've heard in about a couple of months. The Murder City / Motor City Machine Guns are coming back to Ring of Honor for one weekend only.
Yay!
Awesome, 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 awesome.
This is so exciting.
It sounds like road trip time.
I'm contemplating actually heading off to go see the Detroit show.
The Detroit show?
The Detroit show on the Friday. I pretty much already told my brother. I think I have final exams then, but I don't care. I'm going down to see Shelly and Saban.
Dude, it's totally worth it. Oh, my God. I would totally
take
the last exam to go see Mortar City Machine Guns.
Nikki?
Yes?
Would you go to that show?
I think I could be persuaded. Is that next Friday?
No, not until April 18th in Detroit and the 19th in Chicago.
I can do the Detroit. I could probably make the Detroit show. I'd have to move my schedule around a little bit, but I think I can make it.
Hmm.
A special live edition of Around the Horn at the Detroit ROH show with guest panelist Kota Ibushi.
No. Just Trista and I will go kidnap the Motor City Machine Guns. You get Shelly.
Drag them back to my lair.
You can have Shelly. Javen's mine.
Me and my brother will start jumping the rail, fighting over who's better, the Machine Guns and the Briscoes in the middle of the ring.
Machine guns.
I already know that. Yeah, we know the answer to that already. The guns.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I'm going to say the guns. If my brother called and he told me to man up and start throwing chairs at me.
My brother's to man up. They hate.
I will bring you ammunition, Lucas, if you're interested. But I need them back.
Maybe you could throw Briscoe's Greatest Hits DVDs at him.
There we go. We'll teach Mark how to do a shooting star properly.
Oh!
I have a feeling he does, like, a shooting star off of his bed, like, every morning. Like, when he gets up, instead of rolling out of the bed and, like, falling to the floor, he, like, gets up and, like, does a shooting star.
Mark would probably do a shooting star for a perfectly good aeroplane with no parachute if he had the chance.
That's my theory why he broke his foot when he was on his motorcycle a couple of months ago.
He tried to do a shooting star press with his motorcycle. What?
That's amazing.
Yes, he stuck the landing, but he broke his foot.
He then told the ground to man up.
That's my theory for it. Like, as soon as I heard it, I'm like, hmm.
Anyway,
before we roll the credits, 15
minutes left the show. We're going straight to the archives for the rest of the show. I'd like to thank everybody. Trista, Lucas, Nikki. That other dude and
Ooh, that other dude.
D2.
Yeah, that's right.
I mentioned D2. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, watch out for bears.
Like pie. Well, screw. I love pie.
Oh, my God.
Blueberry pie right now.
I want a Reese's peanut butter pie.
Chocolate pie. Oh.
I'm just going to sit over here.
Oh, man.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get back to the Ham and Hustle a little bit.
Yes.
It's funny, just to see Paul E. just take it to Johnny Fairplay.
Oh, yes.
I love Johnny Fairplay.
I'm sorry.
I love Survivor. He's like my favorite person.
I'm sorry.
There's really no response to that. It's just, I'm sorry.
Do I get Trista's win back from around the horn because she admitted to liking Johnny Fairplay?
No, too bad. Just because your answers weren't as good as mine doesn't mean you can steal my win.
Saying that you like Johnny Fairplay is like saying your favorite member of the NWO was Horace Hogan.
Damn!
But it was Buff Bagwell.
You can't hear it, but I'm doing an ROH chant right now.
Buff Bagwell! Oh, wait.
Hey, Bagwell was the shit. His mom was a tag champion. Your mom?
I thought you were going to say... I thought you were going to say you had the hots for Judy Bagwell for a second.
Oh, I didn't have a heartbeat.
No, Tyler has the hots for Judy Bagwell. He told me a couple of months ago.
Oh, no.
Although Buff Bagwell does lead to an interesting story where I got him to sign a copy of You're Fired, but it's another story for another day. I also got my ass almost kicked by a one-legged man.
Oh, man.
It's fun making fun
of people. I think we're losing Trista.
Wrestling match.
I'm okay. I'm just battling a really bad cough right now. So if you hear anyone that sounds like they're coughing up a lung, it's this girl. Don't worry.
Or my mom.
Or it could be your mom. Your mom goes to college. Napoleon died.
No, it's just that she just got through a bad case of bronchitis.
I think I'm getting bronchitis.
Oh.
That was for you, D.
Oh. Right.
I'm so tired. Okay. Anyway.
Well, didn't you get some new Ring of Honor DVDs?
I did. Last week I got them, and I can't get Final Battle to work.
Anyway. It's a ploy by ROH. They don't want you to see your beloved winning.
No, it's totally true. Like, Ring of Honor is against me for everything. Any order I'm going to get with Ace of the Fall, they're going to make sure it's not going to work. Because I spoiled it. That's why. Whatever. I got the new hoodie on, though. I got a hoodie in that order. It's the most comfiest thing you'll ever wear. I love it.
An Age of the Fall hoodie?
No, a Ring of Honor hoodie. Age of the Fall only has t-shirts and bumper stickers.
Wait, Age of the Fall has bumper stickers?
Don't you?
Yeah. Look it up. God.
On the ROH site?
Tyler Black's MySpace, which if you go to my MySpace, we're friends. To the surprise of nobody. But...
Stalker! Stalker!
Stalker!
I had no idea.
Put Tyler Black on the edge, too.
I must mention this to everybody. You know I do a WrestleCrap Musical Showcase as well. It's actually making a return.
Yay!
Wow. Yay!
Can you play some Zwan?
Tuesday, 3 p.m., guess who I'm going to have as my co-host?
Quack.
Wade Rakestown. John Thomas.
No, no. By the way, she's much cuter than those two.
Oh, I don't think so.
Chris is on there?
Magador. Agador is going to do my show.
Really?
I misheard and thought you got Shane Hagedorn on your show.
Well, if Julie's doing the show, I've got to listen.
Yes.
Ooh, that
Agador
man.
Spartacus is going to do my show.
That'd be amazing. Oh, Agador is such a sweetheart. Aw, I love her.
I love that girl.
What
a she's been through so much.
She has.
Yeah, but... That's a story we're not going to get into because I have a lot to weigh in on that.
Oh, on that note, she is going to answer some questions about that on Tuesday.
In that case, not only am I going to listen, I'm going to... I don't know. I'm going to call her beforehand and say, hey...
And warn her.
Yeah, because, I mean, her and I were kind of in the same boat on that one because I consider that man a brother to me. I mean, we got as close as we could with a bunch of stuff, and she was the one that called me at 6 in the morning and told me.
I was informed of this. You know who informed me? Captain Skyhawk informed me. I was just going through my normal day. I was talking to people. And then I got a name saying, oh my God, you won't believe what just happened on the forums. I said, what happened? Cassidy, read it. No.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my holy God.
Yeah. After I read that, I immediately sent Madison a message saying thank you for locking that, because in my mental state, I'm pretty sure I would have gotten banned for what I would have said.
I'm afraid I'm horrendously lost here.
Oh, I remember that, but I was on the ROH forum probably going, Alex Shelley should come back at some point and save the company.
And he is!
Yay!
No,
Nikki, I should explain to you, this gentleman by the name of, he went by the name of Cassidy on the forums, the Kid Joker. He had pictures up, like, he was this cool-looking black dude. Really good-looking, and Agador fell in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, Trista, that he had a heart attack, or so to speak, or so we thought.
Yeah, it was Thursday.
D told me Friday, like 10 minutes before we did a show.
Yeah, it was like Thursday night, Friday morning when it happened.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, me and Trista did a show Friday, and this was without Nikki.
Okay.
And then on Monday, we see the bombshell that he dropped. Agador, I entered to console her a bit. Oh, she was completely upset.
Yeah. I mean, she was just in pieces. I mean, I was on the phone with her for at least like an hour after she told me, and it was hell.
Then Cassidy actually IM'd me. I didn't go after chasing him. First question I asked, what is your real name? Went by the name of Dominique. Could it be a woman? I don't know.
Could be.
I can confirm it's not. I've talked to him several times prior.
Definitely a dude.
Yeah, it's.
I know it's not a Tony situation.
No, it's not.
Oh no. Everybody should admit that Tony is much, much cuter than Cassidy ever will be.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Tony's so sexy.
Yeah.
Yes, make guys and girls go after him.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, but I was going to do a Homestar Runner reference there. Some people wear glasses. Beth looks like a dude.
Okay.
Tony's so cool. He usually co-hosts my radio show, but he's been busy so much so with work and his other music show. Music of the Now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would love to continue this conversation, but my phone is about to die, so.
All right, take care of D2.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a privilege.
Before you call D, God.
Yeah, well, I've been at work for the last couple of days. And
I'm at work. I go to work. I have a job.
Yeah, I have two jobs. What now, lady?
Let's talk about me more. My name's D.
Yeah. Talk about me. Hey, I'm working two jobs. I can try and bring you down here from Canada for a wedding.
Ah, what an angle!
Oh.
It'll be a swerve!
Well, seeing as how I book a wrestling fed, an help book, and I've been told I'm the bastard love child of Vince Russo and Paul Heyman.
True.
Yes.
We got Gabe Sapolsky on the line? What an honor!
Almost.
who would be the best love child between the genius of Paul Heyman and the obscurity of the absurdity of Vince Russo? I can only think of one person.
Oh.
Vince.
McMahon.
McMahon.
Ugh.
Another point for me.
That's impossible. Paul and Vince Russo have to travel back in time.
And if they did, they would kill him. You mean dead. Dead, dead, dead.
Kill the fetus child. Well,
or maybe we can make him more current. It could be like Zandig from Combat Zone.
No sense to that.
No, CZW. No. CZW. Eat it.
By the way,
I will probably...
I have something to say about Combat Zone. They actually got an international distribution deal.
And where? Zimbabwe? No one's going to watch that crap.
No, international. Actually, they're starting to get a little bit better now.
Shut the front door. I'm going to run it into the ground in the archive section.
Yeah, probably.
All right, well, take care, D2. Hey, call in anytime.
That's what I'm going to do next week. Hopefully I don't have to work. Interfered with right, my project.
Take care, D2.
Much love, Trista. Love you. Peace.
Love ya. We talk a lot, D and I. Yeah.
Okay. You two would make a cute couple.
After she's done stalking Tyler Black.
Yeah. He's closer to my age anyway, so, you know. I'm a pretty bad stalker. We shouldn't. Yeah. Anyway. We don't stalk people at the Palace of Wisdom.
Oh, no, she's a Morrison fan, too.
I've always been a Morrison fan. Like,
well, that's, I can understand. There's six to eight reasons why you would like him.
And it's all because he's charismatic and has an athletic ability, Nikki.
What? I was counting his abs.
No, it's not about the abs. Not at all.
The abs and the pecs and the not the hair anymore, anyway.
I love John Morrison.
I'm like the lone Morrison fan that I know of. I get beaten down for it.
Oh, my God. My brother and I always quote him. You should come live with me. Lucas, come to Caledonia. Come live with me. We'll quote John Morrison all the time.
Yay!
Except when he's in the ring with CM Punk.
Then we cheer for Punk.
Exactly. That was actually, I thought that was the best match GE had last year, but then again, I'm a Punk mark, so.
Yeah.
Are you talking about when Punk finally won the title off of Morrison?
Damn right.
You look around. I was in the crowd somewhere.
Nice.
I was there. It was awesome. In fact, that night they take ECW first, and I looked at my friend and I said, you know what? I could leave right now. I could leave right now. I'm happy.
I found out I went to a buddy's place, the only other lone North Mac for college, North Bay, the only other ROH fan that I know of. I went to get Good Times, Great Memories, and he told me Punk won the belt. I did a jig.
Awesome. I love the fact that I got to see Punk win it. I got to see Punk in person also for the 15 minutes of fame match that he did.
That would have been July, or was that August?
August, because it was, like, not even a month later. No, actually, I can narrow that down. 15 minutes of fame. Give me 1 second while I load something on my computer. Because Punk won the belt in September.
Mm-hmm.
It was over Labor Day weekend. I almost was not at this show.
I must say something.
Go ahead.
You're allowed.
I saw that match. I loved that match. It was a great match, and I was happy that he won. And now it's in the hands of Chavo. What are they going to do with it now?
Good question.
Colin Delaney, upset of the decade at Mania.
Good. Not so loud. Somebody's listening.
It's an archive. Okay. Nobody's listening. Oh, wait.
Anyway, Lucas, to answer your question, the 15-minute fame match was in Youngstown, Ohio at the beginning of August. So
okay.
A month after the 15 minutes of fame match, they had their showdown in Cincinnati. And where is where are those pictures? Oh, here we go. SmackDown ECW in Cincinnati. I think I put it up in my One True Media library. I've got a little video with just the 15 minutes of same match and the title match.
Nice.
Because that did need to be commemorated, because those were two wonderful matches.
Because I think that was the only last ECW show I saw, I think, was the one Punk wanted. I decided I'd stay up and watch it. Man, because it only gets played up here at 12 o'clock, midnight on a Friday.
Ooh, it's on right now. On Global.
Woo! Yay!
But I was going to say another match that I really liked that had CM Punk and Morrison was the, was it the Triple Threat at Survivor Series, I think it was? And it was Punk, Morrison, and Miz?
I actually just got a copy of that from back home. I went back home for the weekend and they got me a copy of that. And the second ever ROH show. I was quite surprised.
I love that match so much. It was such a good opening match. Like, I remember watching it and I was like, nice. Like, I was so impressed with it. It was such a good way to open up the show.
Well, I have my hopes up for it because I saw, I think it was on the forum, somebody had a gif of when Punk does the Rana off the turnbuckle. I think it's Morrison and Miz does the powerbomb. That's a great spot.
It was amazing. It's mm-hmm. such a good match. That was one of my favorite matches last year, like, overall. Screw, like, I don't know, whatever match Triple H was in, Ring Psychology this, and blah, blah, blah. Fuck. That Triple Threat match, perfect. I loved it. I need a good spot fast every now and then.
Well, now I understand your love for Money in the Bank matches.
Exactly. Well, no, it's not just that, but like I was a huge Edge and Christian fan, and I was a huge Hardys fan. So when
right.
they had their ladder match at No Mercy 1999, that's like solidified my love for ladder matches.
I remember an old Edge and Christian Hardy Boys match for $100,000 and the right to be. Terry
gets to manage them. The
yeah.
Invitational tournament.
The TNT.
It was the fifth match because he did a best of five series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I have that match on a compilation, Eve of Destruction.
It's on the Ladder Match DVD. I watched it like five times the day I got it, like just that match. Oh, I just love it. That's my second favorite match of all time, I think it is. Like, it's just such a great match. And that's why I love ladder matches so much.
I've had the honor of seeing two Money in the Bank matches live and loved them both. One of them, I am exceptionally biased.
I'm guessing that'd be 22.
Very much so. I have a picture that I swear to God, the next time I see Rob, I'm going to have him sign it and customize it, saying it's a picture of him looking up at the briefcase at the beginning of the match. And there's just enough space in the middle of it so that he can write in the middle, dude, that's mine.
Robin.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Were you guys legitimately shocked at it when Rob Van Dam came back for the 15th anniversary show?
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. I think those bruises have healed. No, serious. When his music started, I was like, don't tease. And they focused on the entrance for about 10 seconds. I said, stop teasing me. Rob walked out, and I fell off the couch.
I fell off the couch when Bob Backlund came out in that show, I have to say.
For me, it was when Ted DiBiase came out and won the Battle Royal when he wasn't even in it.
And the crowd went mild.
That was so good. And he did the laugh. Oh. That reminds me of, like, my childhood. Because I watched him when I was, like, 2-3 years old. And, like, I don't remember a lot from watching it, but that laugh, that was something I'll always remember. But, yeah, that was a good time. Yay!
2 minutes remaining for this call.
I apparently have 2 minutes left on my phone card. Woohoo!
I apparently have 2 minutes.
maybe that's a notice to all of us to go get some sleep. I've got to be somewhere tomorrow morning.
Yeah, let's end this cavalcade of fun. Thanks for listening to us babble on about nonsensical stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
I have a quick side note.
Not allowed.
What is it?
Hang up.
A quick side note, for all your ROH fans out there, Steen beat Shiozaki, and he's won an ROH title shot main event at the show tonight.
Awesome.
Who got an ROH title shot?
Steen. Kevin Steen beat Go Shiozaki.
That angers me, because he beat Tyler Black last week at UWA. Ugh. Goddamn Steen. I'm after him.
You're going to hear a few weeks the death of Kevin Steen on your radio wire.
I will hunt him down.
He's been warned.
I am hoping for Kevin Steen beating Nigel McGuinness.
I'm hoping for anyone to beat Nigel McGuinness. I was cheering for Chris Hero to beat Nigel McGuinness. And if you know me, you know I do not like Chris Hero at all.
I do.
I hate Chris Hero. I'm a Claudio girl. That's not a surprise. But I hate Chris Hero, and I was like, please, God, let him win.
You have 30 seconds left.
I have 30 seconds left.
You better go, Lucas. Take care.
All right, see you, kids.
Later.
Bye.
Is that it?
I guess we should end it right now. Any last words, Nikki?
I'm going to be a question mark next Friday night because of the American Lucha Corps show.
You don't have to worry about that. There will be no show next week.
How come?
I think because of the leap year and because we've been doing show straight, I think it's good that we have a break.
Good point.
That just means I'll have a whole bunch more to talk about the following week because of all five shows that I'll be attending.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a special two-hour show.
Awesome.
Amazing.
I will have stories, and I will be on TV. I have camera side for Indianapolis and Cleveland. You've been warned.
Where are you going? I know you've told us.
Okay, the five cities are Bell Fountain, Ohio, on Leap Year Day for American Lucha Corps. Saturday, my boyfriend and I are going to Louisville for a Raw house show. Sunday, I'm going to Muncie, Indiana for a SmackDown ECW house show. I have an extra ticket. Then I've got to look in. I might call my boyfriend if he doesn't mind not sitting with me. Monday, I'm going to Indianapolis for my first Raw in HD. And
Nikki
then,
in HD, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh.
Ooh. And then
like this show.
Tuesday, I will be going to Cleveland for SmackDown ECW. I have front row camera side.
Right on.
And I will
have it.
Huh?
The Colt Cabana sign? Are you going to bring it?
I'm going to see about the Colt Cabana and the banana hammock sign. But
banana
I will also have...
It's
a banana and a hammock. I've got a custom sign for Tommy Dreamer that if it doesn't happen at this show, it's never going to happen.
All
right. Huh?
What would the sign read?
It'll say, Tommy... Take it to Dream Street. And it has some rather heavy backing. Could be dangerous.
That'd be perfect. Bring some classic ECW in there.
I'm going to try. I'm certainly going to try.
Right. Well, let's end it here.
Okay.
So, good night, everybody, and safe travels. I know it's icy down here. I'm sure you're under quite a bit up there, Trista.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad up here weather-wise, but it's nothing we can't handle as Canadians in our igloos, so it's pretty cool. We have hockey sticks to defend ourselves. We're fine.
Oh, I guess that will do it.
All right.
Okay.
Colt Cabana and a banana hammock. We end the show on that.
Not again.
Okay, good night, guys.
Good night, folks.
Kisses.
Cute. Good night, everybody.
Good night.